we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, quite a week in the market. We certainly had some volatility. The Dow finished up barely 1.2%, S&P up 0.8%, NASDAQ 0.1%, and the 10-year, that's where it all started. Remember, we talked about this about 6 weeks ago. I was saying, keep your eye on that 10-year, and it got through 1.6%. That was a pretty good move. And oil, well, yeah, again, talked about that. 79.49 a barrel is where we're trading at now. It's a 7-year high. And natural gas, wow, that's almost doubled to 2008 levels. So it's been quite an interesting market overall. I know we had a couple down days, couple up days. Stocks rallied this week because Congress evidently kicked the can down the road further on the debt ceiling. So again, that's some more good news, I guess. But how do you look at this market? What's going to continue this volatility? What are some theories you can look at? Well, this morning I'm going to educate you about something called the Dow theory. Yes, this is over a century year. It's over 100. Over 100 years old. This was developed by Charles Dow. And the rules of this are that a set of higher highs and higher lows on the Dow Jones Industrial, matched by a set of higher highs and higher lows on the Dow Jones Transportation, indicates that the broad stock market is in a bull market pattern and you could expect uptrends to come in the future. So we went this week and we analyzed the current market conditions, and guess what? Well, the Dow Transportation Index has been steadily trending lower. And the Dow Industrial, as you know, reached new highs August 16th. But since then, well, the industrials have been fading lower, but have not yet established a new low. And this is the trading pattern that we're in right now. And this confirms a bearish shift in the Dow theory if we see the industrials start to go that direction. So that brings us to the current situation, where we are right now. So right now, here's where we are. The current situation reflects a couple things. First of all, the Delta variant. Remember, we were talking a lot about that in COVID outlook. And it's receding. That's what's been going on. And hopefully that doesn't change. And also, the Fed has continued to provide clarity on their tapering. And so starting this year and running at a pace of about $15 billion a month, we're supposed to see that in December. So those two events provide support for the market overall around the levels where we are right now. And they confirm neither will there be a material negative for stocks as long as that continues. So we're going to keep focusing on Washington and what they do with tax increases. And of course, we're starting to see earnings come out next week. The 2022 earnings expectations will start to come. And so as long as the S&P 500 stocks stay around $220 a share, then we'll maintain this current level of around 4,400 on the S&P. That's where we are right now. Things will get better, meaning we could go higher. And how much higher? Around 6%. And this would be if the Fed starts to back off their tapering. They say, well, maybe we're not going to do it now because things aren't warranted. Or the COVID does not come back the way that it did in the winter. So if we just continue on through as we're getting colder, you can feel it outside right now. It's starting to get colder. It's not summer anymore. As that continues to get colder, if variant stays under control, then that's a good thing for the stock market. Also, the yield. I've been talking a lot about the 10-year because the 10-year really is the benchmark of financial markets. And so it moved pretty good this last couple of weeks. Like I said, we just got to 160. And if that yield continues to slow down a little bit, it's going to move higher. I've been saying that. I've said that since I don't know how long, but it's going to move higher. And how much higher? Well, if I put a bet on it, 1.7% is my guess by the end of the year. We see that happen slowly, good. But if we see a breakthrough 2% and yields start to rise quickly, the stock market will not like that, and that will be bad. If Congress passes this tax hike and it stays in the $1.5 to $2 trillion range.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
That's the government's logic for you. So if that happens, then the stock market could get hit. So all these sort of things, we want to see the results. 1.5 to 2 trillion is okay. If we get 2.5 or more, higher taxes, market won't like it. So what are we looking at right now? If things get better, let's say earnings are going to be around 225. Again, this will start next week, so we'll start to see the clarity on that. If that happens, we could see 4,600 on the S&P, and that's another 6%. All right, that's that. If we don't see it, if things get worse, COVID starts to come back, the government puts more money in taxes, et cetera, over 2.5 trillion. Treasuries go above 2%, 10-year. You're talking a 15% correction. It's just going to happen. It's going to be around 36.70, and that's what we're seeing. So there you are. There's your current situation. There's what happens if things get better, and there's what happens if things get worse. The economic news, the economy where we are right now, again, supported by the Dow theory we just talked about, still pretty good, still pretty healthy. We saw the ISM service index this past week. That is the service sector. It's all the folks you see working at the cafes and making stuff. And it shows that the overall economy is doing pretty well. There's a lot of consumer demand, as you know. People are still buying a lot of things. There's still some shortages because they can't get their whatever it is because the boats are stuck out there in the bay. You can see them. And this is just what's going on right now. So as long as that continues at this current pace, which is what we think will happen, we will maintain where we are, and that's fine. You know, no big surprises there. So that's all good. Now, the focus is going to start turning towards the earnings next week as that starts to come out. And for us to get more optimistic about new highs in stocks, we want to see clarity on the pace of yields, like I've been saying, the 10-year. We want to see the third quarter earnings and the 2022 expectations, and we want to see tax hikes that are reasonable. What are reasonable tax hikes? I've been talking about this for a while. So the reasonable ones, the ones the market expects right now, are the corporate tax rate bumping up slightly. The highest earners over 400,000 bumping up 39.6 Fed. Those are what the market's looking for now. Anything greater than that, anything different sort of outside of that, hitting more of the common man, you're going to see a problem. You're just going to see a problem in the market. It's not going to like it. So
you're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.